Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Joel's ready to rock it, Steve.
All right.
Go ahead and get out of here. For those who are playing along at home, our friend Joel will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What holiday is celebrated on the 4th Thursday of November in the United States?
Thanksgiving.
Yes. What is the most common phobia?
Half.
A father of 8, how many baby mamas does Mick Jagger have?
I don't. 7?
No.
6?
No.
5,
yes. Barn burrowing and great horned are all species of what?
Once again?
Barn burrowing and great horned are all species of what?
Deer?
No.
Pass.
The Wars of the Three Kingdoms were fought on which continent?
Europe?
Yes. What decade did Pablo Picasso die?
40s?
No.
30s?
No.
20s.
No. Crossroads of America is the motto for which Midwestern state?
St. Louis?
No. Joel, we got you down for 3.
Oh, that's better than before.
Hey! That, I'm all about that. You find the bright side, you know? Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Are you ready, though?
Showtime!
What holiday is celebrated the 4th Thursday of November in the United States?
Mother's Day.
No.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. What is the most common phobia?
I'm going to say claustrophobia.
No.
Arachnophobia.
That's it. A father of 8, how many baby mamas does Mick Jagger have?
4.
No.
6.
No.
5.
Yes. Yeah. Barn burrowing and great horned are all species of what?
Fish.
No.
Tigers.
No.
Gorillas.
No. The Wars of the Three Kingdoms were fought on which continent?
Let's go Africa.
No.
Europe.
Yes. What decade did Pablo Picasso die?
He died in the 60s.
No.
The 70s.
Yes. Crossroads of America is the motto for which Midwestern state?
Minnesota.
No.
Crossroads of America. Ohio?
No.
Illinois?
No. Same as a storm system, what is the name of Zorro's horse?
Silver.
No.
Zorro's. Oh, wait. The Lone Rangers.
Wow. He's going to grave.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on right now. Where am I?
1, 2, 3.
Why
4,
can't I see anything right now?
5 correct. That dang blindfold. Steve, 5 is a win. 5-3. Sorry, Joel.
No problem.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Barn burrowing and great horned are all species of owls.
Okay.
The crossroads of America would be Indiana. And same name as a storm system, Zorro's horse is named Tornado.
I didn't know that either.
But I do like that you went to Hi-Ho Silver.
I know. I went straight to the Lone Ranger and then his sidekick. I completely left whatever the story was that you were talking about.
Well, there's another opportunity to play Beat Migs coming up at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
We need your help, Rockaholics, if we are going to put 2,500 brand new warm winter coats on local children in need. Coats for Kids is happening now with the Washington State Council of Firefighters, and you can make a donation at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. Daily Mix Show.
We would love to get a voice message from you, and you can make that happen through the Odyssey app, where you'll find a little microphone icon, and that's how you do it. Steve, what is going on in there today?
Let's check out our first voice message.
Good morning, Daily Mix Show. Got some Kraken trivia for you.
Ooh, are you ready to put on your Kraken hat?
Sure.
At the end of every game after the final buzzer, the Kraken play two different songs, whether they win or lose. If they win, what song do they play? And if they lose, what song do they play?
You know what's sad? I know the answer to the one if they lose, because we've seen them lose a couple too many times when Danny and I have gone to games. So I believe when they lose, it is Float On by Modest Mouse.
Oh, very local.
Yes.
I like that.
Do you have any idea of if they win? Danny has no clue.
No.
See, again, we don't get to see them win very often.
So you don't know what it is?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm really surprised.
I thought for a second, I thought it was Pearl Jam's Alive, but I think they played that one time in the year that they went to the playoffs. I think they did.
Uh-huh.
I'm really surprised how many people do not even realize that they play the same songs every time. And so when they win, they play Times Like These by the Foo Fighters.
That's right. Okay, yes.
That's cute.
That's pretty cool.
When they lose, they play Float On by Modest Mouse. So yeah, just a little bit of Kraken trivia there for you. Thanks for everything. Bye.
There you go.
Go Kraken.
I do love that they seem to lean more towards Northwest music, obviously.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
And what the PWHL has started up this weekend.
Oh, yeah. They had have they played just one game so far?
Against the other expansion team, which is Vancouver, in Vancouver.
So cool.
Did you catch the game?
No.
All right.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
I tried to. I couldn't find it. They end up losing, though. I know that much.
Dang
Spoiler
it.
Alert. Wow. All right. Are you ready for our next voice message?
Yeah.
Steve Biggs, I don't know what you're trying to do. You better lay off Pittsburgh. And, well, I can understand if you're talking about the Cougs, but damn.
Uh-oh.
You leave them Pirates alone.
I forget what I said.
What? When did you say it?
I know we goofed on Pittsburgh because of they were playing the Kraken this weekend. I remember that. And see, the Kraken won.
Uh-huh.
Overtime. That was pretty awesome.
I feel like you just make fun of Pittsburgh all the time regardless.
You know, I'm still bitter that Pittsburgh won that Super Bowl against the Seahawks many, many, many years ago.
I think to talk about it.
Right. Did you know that I have a buddy who's from Pittsburgh. Do you know that they have their own way of speaking?
No.
Give me an example.
Yinz.
Oh, no, not that.
Have you heard that before?
No, but I don't like that word.
Yinz. Do you guys have it? Danny, have you heard anyone say yinz?
I've never heard him say it, but I've heard people refer to this as a thing.
I had a friend, she said yinz, and I'm like, what are you saying? She's like, yinz. And I'm like, I don't get it. She's like, it's a Pittsburgh thing. I'm like, that doesn't answer my question. What does that even mean? So it's like their way of saying you all.
Yeah. You all?
Like, what are yinz doing?
I just want to know more about the origin of that word.
Well, let's check.
I don't.
If you're moving to Pittsburgh, there's one word you need to know, yinz. But what does it actually mean? Basically, yinz is just Pittsburgh's version of y'all or you guys. You'll hear it everywhere. Are yinz going to the Steelers game? Where yinz at? It comes from the old phrase you ones or yuns, which eventually became yinz.
All right, that part
you ones. I don't like that either.
None of that makes any sense.
And trust me, if you say it, people will know you're repping the bird.
Oh, you want to rep the Berg?
I don't.
Yinz better learn.
Wow. Yeah, I'm never going to say that.
Yeah, whenever I've heard a friend to say it that way, I almost feel like they're forcing it. And then I realize that, no, that's just, like, I'm like, well, are you just messing with us? Because it doesn't even make any sense in my head.
No.
Yeah,
yinz. I don't like it.
No? So then don't ever go to Pittsburgh.
I've never been. I don't have any plans to go.
I actually do.
Why?
You have plans to go?
I want to call people yinz. And feel no, I've seen, like, a lot of, like, not a lot, but I've seen enough like Travel Channel type stuff. It looks like a pretty fun area.
Okay, what would be
minus the Steelers?
What would be the one thing you'd do in Pittsburgh?
Go to a bar and maybe go to a Penguins game.
Wow. He's really put some thought into this.
You know, I'm just proud of him because it's not about wrestling for once in his damn life.
Yeah, well, you
know. It could be.
I believe Bruno Sammartino is originally
from. Oh, no.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm sure they have like a statue of him erected somewhere.
The Seahawks.
What do you think?
The Seahawks are now 8-3 on the season after beating the Titans yesterday morning. And usually we get to catch up with the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy, about the game, but he is on vacation. So instead, we're going to be catching up with Hawk, former Seahawk, John Ryan at 7:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Steve Miggs, a win doesn't have to be pretty.
No.
A win is a win.
Yes.
And yesterday, the Seahawks beat the Titans 30-24. And we have former Seahawk on right now, John Ryan, to chat about the game and more. What is going on, John?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us, John. So I'm curious from your perspective as a guy who played, and I watched like Richard Sherman on his podcast talk about it, Walter Jones as well, and a few other players that have been former players talking about this win, and none of them seem to be concerned that they barely beat a 1-9 team. But then you look online on social media, and every fan seems angry that they didn't win by 50.
Yeah,
give us your perspective.
A win's a win. You know, I think that it's hard to win in the NFL. I think it was very clear yesterday that we were a far superior team to them. I didn't love the way we let them hang around in that game, but I mean, I think the score definitely flattered them. I think we're just a far better team than Tennessee.
John Ryan, Seahawks, great. We obviously watched that game, and traveling out of time zones and things of that nature, how much of an impact do you think that has on our guys?
It's tough. It really is. You know, when you're You're getting up at, you know, what is it, 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. Seattle time to get ready for a game. You're kicking off the game at what is, 10 a.m. back in Seattle. It can be tough. You know, that time change is a little bit, harder on your body. But at the same time, it's also an excuse. You know, I think that when Pete was there, we kind of figured out how to play on the East Coast a little bit better than we did previously. And we started to win on the East Coast and stopped using it as an excuse. And I think that, this team doesn't really use an excuse either, I don't think.
I was curious with you, talking with John Ryan, former Seahawks player, one of the top 50 players of all time. Congratulations on that, of course. Darnold had a tough game last week, bounced back, didn't throw any interceptions, didn't give up the ball at all. When you have a bad game, I've played in the NFL. I mean, if you've had a bad game, you go into the locker room after the game. What's the vibe like for you when you're the one who had the bad game?
It sucks. Yeah. It really sucks. And, it's not like any other sport where, baseball, you have, 24 hours and you're on the field again. You have 7 days to sit in your dirty diaper and just think about what you did. And it sucks. And, I think that Sam Darnold probably had a bit of a rough week thinking about that, and he definitely had a great game, I thought, yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think you have a receiver like JSN that you just throw the ball up to all day. I think it's a little bit easier to have a bounce-back day.
And it's great having a guy like, when we saw Ernest Jones IV during that press conference that basically said, if anyone has anything bad to say to Sam Darnold, go F yourself. And I was like, that's got to feel good to know you have your teammates that are willing to be like that vocal about it. When you were playing, was there a guy that like would go out of his way to like maybe just like lift the spirits of a player if they did have a bad game?
There's tons of guys on that team. I think that's what made that team so special. You have a guy like Richard Sherman. I remember I had a terrible game one time in Philadelphia, and Richard Sherman stood up in the team meeting and said that, like, we got your back. Don't worry about it. You're going to be there for us. You have a guy like that when, sometimes you might look on the outside, you see, a punter have a bad game, and the number one star on the team stands up for him. We had stuff like that going on that team for years. We had a ton of guys in that room, whether it be Russell Wilson or Cam Chancellor or Richard Sherman. Guys like that would always have your back.
We're chatting with John Ryan, who, Steve Miggs, you just mentioned, was named one of the Seahawks' top 50 players. And in the spirit of our greatest players of all time, looking at some of the numbers that Jaxon Smith-Njigba is putting up right now, I mean, he, I feel like, has a pretty amazing destiny ahead of him. What are your thoughts? What is that guy eating for breakfast, do you think, John Ryan?
I don't know, but I want some of it. You know, I want whatever he's got, I want some of it. Because, man, it's been fun to watch him this year. I mean, to see the improvement that he's made every year. And now, you know, in my opinion, might be the best receiver in the game right now. To, you know, we're 11 games in, he's already over 1,300 yards, on pace to possibly go over 2,000 yards as a receiver. It's just absolutely insanity. And it's just, you know, a privilege just to be able to watch him every week.
John, I know when I was watching the game yesterday and they had that at the end of the game, I'm like, if this onside kick works out for them, I don't know if I want to go to work tomorrow. I don't want to talk to John Ryan. But I thought of you because, I mean, you had one of the greatest onside kick moments of all time, especially as a Seahawk. I mean, watching that game against Green Bay, what is it like to have that kind of, I mean, not just have that kind of pressure? Of course, you know how to deal with pressure, but, you know, like, here you are knowing that, like, okay, you have this one shot to kind of make this happen. It could change the entire direction of the game, or, you know, more often than not, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, onside kicks are, I don't know what the odds are now. They're 1 in 10. You can't even do a surprise onside now. You have to basically declare that you're that you're going to do it. So there's not too much of a surprise element to it whatsoever. And it's, you know, it's you're basically, you know, desperation type play that very rarely works anymore. And yeah, I was kind of in the same boat as you yesterday. I was gonna walk out of that bar yesterday pretty angry, have that onside kick work.
Could you go back in time to tell us about the time when you did that onside kick work for you against Green Bay?
Yeah, that was actually Steve Hauschka who kicked that.
Oh, that was.
Yeah, and it was one of those, that whole entire game, if you go through all the scenarios that had to happen, with the, you know, the fake field goal that me and Gary Gilliam did, to the 2-point conversion from Luke Wilson, to, you know, everything had to work out so perfect for us to come back in that game. And the onside kick was just kind of the cherry on top of all that, of the crazy things that had to happen on that afternoon for us to win.
Yeah, that game was just so bonkers. Yeah, that forever be one of my favorite games I've ever attended.
It was a really bad game for about 40 minutes. And it was really good. it was 20 minutes of the best game I've ever seen.
You can give John Ryan a follow on Instagram. The handle is @JohnRyan9. John, if you don't mind, we'd like to keep chatting with you. Can we play a quick song?
Absolutely.
All also, yeah, somebody wants to talk a little. They said, hey, you guys got to talk about the pickles. But there's more than just the pickles that John Ryan's involved with these days when it comes to owning sports teams. I got to ask him some stuff.
All right, we'll have more with John Ryan next.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are just joining us, we have been chatting with one of the Seahawks' top 50 players, and that would be former Seahawk John Ryan. And, man, it wasn't a pretty win, but they did pull it off yesterday, John. And Steve Miggs, why don't you tell John how many wins and losses you think we're going to end the season with and see how he feels about it?
I'm 13-4. But okay. I'm starting to think maybe 14-3. They don't lose for the rest of the season.
Wow.
I'll take either one of those. I'll take either one of those. You know, going into the season, I thought we were kind of be like a 10 or 11 win team. So to even be talking right now, but you know, 13-14 wins is pretty good for us fans.
And I'm excited to see this upcoming game because it's against Minnesota. I know you probably won't admit it. Like Sam Darnold's not gonna be like, yeah, I want to shove it in their face. But I got to imagine that's in the back of his mind a little bit.
It's absolutely the back of his mind. I mean, I'm sure you can lie all week about it, but I've been in the same situation. I got cut from the Green Bay Packers. I got picked up by Seattle. And even years after, it always, you know, I always like to rub it in their faces a little bit when we would play them, for sure.
John Ryan, I know that we're talking football right now, but you are an enthusiast of many different sports. One of those sports is the Portland Pickles. How has that been going, and what kind of response have you guys been having in the Portland area?
Oh, it's been going great. You know, we've slowly grown it year after year. My business partner and I, we've owned the team for 10 years now. So we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of us owning the team. The team's only been around for 11 years, so we've probably pretty much been there since the start of it all. And we've just slowly grown it year after year. And it's become something that's been very unique and very, very special in Portland.
And now because I saw also that you have the Portland Bangers, which is soccer. Yeah. And I love that the mascot's just this very strange looking sausage.
Saucy T Sausage, yeah. He's a nightmare maker, as I call him. If you want to look up a picture of him, go to portlandbangersfc.com. And he's definitely nightmare fuel.
I mean, I'm not going to mess with that guy. No way.
No, it's just a big 11-foot tall sausage, and it's scary to look at.
Does he have like links coming off of his head too? Is that what I'm seeing?
His hair is made of several sausage links. Yes,
so it's like sausage dreads.
I love it.
But then also, so I see like recently, like there was a new franchise, a female soccer team that's called the Cherry Bombs. I'm like, that's so cool. What a great name to the team. Yeah. But I see then like the Pickles mascot Dylan the Pickle's going to be there, and then the sausage is there as well. And I'm like, I wonder if John Ryan's involved with this team as well. And sure as we do a Google search, and you're now also owning a women's soccer team, which we were saying that might be one of the coolest names for a franchise, which is the Cherry Bombs, because it's such a cool nod to punk rock music.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. A kind of a nod to the punk rock, the female punk rock scene in the Portland area in the 90s. If you go on our website, cherrybombsfc.com, we have a very unique script that spells out Cherry Bombs for our logo, and each different letter represents a different movement in the female world. And it's very cool and very unique, and we kind of took almost a whole year to design it, and we're pretty proud of that. I'm pretty proud of this team, and pretty pumped to be putting this team on the field, putting them on the pitch come May.
We did check out all the merch too, John. I got to say, you guys really nailed it. I was like, I want that sweatshirt, I want that hat, I want all of these things.
Well, I really appreciate that, because I also own the merchandise company that makes the merch, so that means a lot to me as well. So thank you.
So we should stop selling our bootleg ones then.
Huh? Yeah, yes, please. Please, I would very appreciate that. My retirement plan would also appreciate that as well.
So is it just like something where like someone pitches the idea, that no pun intended, but I pitched the idea of like, hey, we should own a soccer team, or like, what is it about Portland that you're like, you know, I'm just going to have like, you know, like this team after team ownership group?
Yeah, it just started with the Portland Pickles, you know, and it almost kind of bought the team as what I thought was going to be a hobby, and it became a lot more than that. And then as we kind of spent more time in Portland and the area, and we kind of saw some of the wants and the needs of the people. And obviously, I love the Pacific Northwest. I'd love to have some involvement in Seattle as well, but, you know, Seattle's already has these teams. They have the Ballard FC team that we played against last year that we beat, no big deal. And we also have the Salmon Bay, the woman's team, the Salmon Bay team. So pretty excited to be able to play against both those teams coming up this year as well.
John Ryan, you mentioned it, like you are just so well loved in the Pacific Northwest, Portland, Seattle, but you come from Canada originally, the Great White North. Out of curiosity, when the Seattle Mariners were playing the Toronto Blue Jays, were you thinking to yourself, I just hope both teams have a great time, or did you kind of lean one way or the other?
It was awful, because I grew up in Canada. I was a Blue Jays fan pretty much since I could walk, you know. And growing up in Canada, we didn't have we didn't have the U.S. cable and stuff, so we got 162 Blue Jay games on TV a year, and we got one Sunday night game for other teams. So we almost were forced to be Blue Jays fans. And then when I lived in Seattle, I was a season ticket holder for the Mariners for a decade. Absolutely loved the Mariners. Went to probably 250, 300 games for the Mariners over that decade. And they really became my favorite team. So it was a terrible series. You know, in one way I couldn't lose, and in one way I couldn't win. So it was really tough for me, to be honest.
And John, before we let you go, I definitely want to let everyone know that you're going to be coming back to town with your wife, Sarah Colonna. You guys are going to be over at the Tacoma Comedy Club on January 2nd and 3rd.
Yes, we'll be around. I think she's doing the New Year's Eve shows out in Spokane. And then we'll be in Tacoma, and she'll be performing on the 2nd and 3rd of January. We always have the best time when we come back to Tacoma and Spokane. So if you want to get tickets, go to sarahcolonna.com, and we'll love to see you guys out there.
You can give John Ryan a follow on Instagram. The handle is @JohnRyan9. And John, thank you so much for chatting Hawks and just sports in general with us. Always a blast to catch up with you.
Yeah, anytime, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you have a brain that is smart enough to beat Steve Miggs's brain? Maybe, just maybe, you listened to the cheat sheet on Friday at 5:40 during the men's room, where three of the correct answers to the upcoming game were given out. You can call 206-803-ROCK right now to play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.